Hey there, friends, it's Nick. It's episode 258 of the Story Hacker Podcast, and I'm going to do a little bonus here, because over the past three episodes, we've been talking about memory, haven't we, and about how to make our stories more memorable. And doing the research for that has been fascinating. And I want to do another shout out to this book, Impossible to Ignore, by a lady called Carmen Simon, which is just a really interesting book. And one of the things she talks about, and she's a doctor, but and all of the work she does in her book is based on scientific studies, but she talks about how really when we say we want things to be memorable, what we're really hoping for is that people will act on our stuff more. And the way we make decisions as human beings is really predicated on memory. And she talks about, near the start of the book, she talks about three different types of ways in which we make decisions as human beings. And one of them is that kind of reflexive Pavlovian kind of decision making. If you put your hand on something that's really hot, you know, there is an instant decision made below the level of your conscious mind, isn't there, to move your hand. And we've all, you know, or if you touch a live wire, as I have done, you know, you don't need to think very long and hard before you move that hand. So that's one way. And then the second way, I guess, is more habitual. And the classic example of that is your route to work or what have you. Remember when you were going to work? You remember that? You know, you figured out a while ago the most effective, efficient way to get to and from your work. And over time, that grooves in as a habit. Yeah. And that's how so much of our decision making is made. We have the same, I don't know, the same breakfast, the same sandwich for lunch. We put on the same clothes. We run a lot of our lives through habit. And if you've read some of the books like Atomic Habits or The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg, you'll know that that creating new habits, new grooves in our mind, is really an amazing weapon in the battle to get better. You know, this is an example. One of the things I've done over the past 8 months or so is create a habit around making content every day. Since the 1st of January, which is, 150 odd days or something ago, I've been making a habit to meditate for at least 10 minutes every day. You know, often 15 or 20 or 30 even sometimes. But the point is, it's become a habit, and I don't feel like I'm done until I've, well, these days, done some exercise, done some content, usually this podcast, and done some meditation. You know, these things are habits that I have grooved in. And if you read that book, Happy Brain Chemicals, I think it's called, that I mentioned a few weeks ago, you'll have seen that, again, the research shows that 45 days builds a habit every day. Anyway, we digress. So we had our first way of making decisions was the reflexive Pavlovian kind of one. The second one was habitual. And the third one is what she called goal orientated. And she was really saying that we have a target in mind, and we're kind of anticipating an outcome, but we're willing to be flexible, I suppose, about the way we get there. And, you know, we dodge obstacles. Another book, The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday, is brilliant. That's stoic thinking, but it's fantastic. And when we're pursuing our goal, we are constantly making predictions. I've talked before about how, you know, in storytelling, we can use the fact that our brains are prediction machines. But what are they basing our predictions on? They're basing the predictions on memory. When we make decisions habitually, we're doing that on memory. When we have a reflex decision, we're doing it on memory. Well, put it this way. When you've put your hand on the stove and yanked it off, why are you less likely to put your hand on the stove the next time you're cooking? Because you have a memory trace, yeah? So if we think about this work in that sense, that we want our work to influence people, to influence their decisions, then again, you know, the study of how to make our stuff memorable, our stories memorable, is really important. And I just want to, before I go, I just want to emphasize again this idea that one of the things that makes stories powerful is by default, your audience is more likely to remember them than if you just hit them with unrelated things. Because one of the things that is critical about memories, and if you've watched my videos, you'll remember the flow like water video, is that in well-crafted stories, things happen in a logical sequence. And that makes them easier to remember. Yeah, and if you've studied things like mnemonics, like the kind of the journey system way of remembering things, which is how I remembered my my wedding speech and a best man speech, by attaching things to landmarks on a journey. That's a whole other podcast. But you know, memory is better when things follow logically after another. Stories, well-crafted stories, they do that. So by using a story, you are already making your content more memorable. Yeah? So that's why your story means business. Okay. Thanks for listening. Speak to you tomorrow.